The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. And I always feel like I want to say good morning, good afternoon,
good evening.
Whoops, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. So, it's nice to practice with others. So, welcome, welcome. As you know, we start with a guided meditation. So, just taking an alert, upright posture, settling into a posture that supports your intention to meditate. That includes some balance, as well as some ease, feeling centered, grounded. I like this saying, to sit and know that you're sitting. Feeling the pressure of whatever you're sitting on, perhaps against the back or the backside. Feeling the pressure against the legs. Whatever the feet are touching. And to help support the arriving and a sense of ease, we can also check in with other areas of the body, the face, and the eyes, the jaw, the mouth. The shoulders, allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. Have the shoulders be away from the ears. Maybe tucking the chin just a tiny bit. Just a really small movement that opens up the back of the neck. Relaxing the chest, maybe another really small movement of opening the chest. Maybe the shoulders go back. And relaxing the belly. And relaxing or bringing awareness to the hands. What are they touching? Is it smooth or rough? Is it warm or cool? And bringing that same attention to the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or the belly, abdomen, or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Noticing the in-breaths and out-breaths. When the mind wanders, we just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Feeling into the experience of breathing, the expansion, deflation, stretching, pulling. When the mind and body are settled a little bit, it can be helpful to turn towards our thinking rather than believing that we have to get rid of our thoughts. We just turn them into objects of meditation. And we can turn towards them with an inquiry about the process, the experience of thinking. not the content of the thoughts, but are the thoughts pictures, little videos, or are they more like sounds, words, sentences? Are they colorful? Are they loud? So the quality of thinking, the process of thinking, the experience of thinking, not the content. Having the intention to notice this can disrupt some of the momentum of thinking. Can be really helpful to notice. Oh yeah, this is a little movie. Planning what I'm going to do or remembering something. Or maybe it's a voice. Maybe it's your own voice. Can also inquire, is there a location in which this movie is playing? That is there a movie screen? Is there a location for the movie screen? Is there a location for the loudspeaker? The point is to be curious and have an inquiry which can interrupt the thinking. The purpose is not so much that we have to find and dig for the answer. We don't have to get rid of our thoughts. We just fold them in into our practice. it's worthwhile to notice thinking or thoughts without getting lost in them. They have such a big influence on us, whether we are aware of them or not. And being more aware of our thinking, disrupting it, not getting lost in it all the time, is a way that helps us to be here and attentive to what's here and now in such a way that can support others, be available for others, so that we can create the conditions in which they can be the best versions of themselves. Just like we're practicing to create the conditions so that we can be the best versions of ourselves. So may all beings be safe, and may all beings be free from suffering, and may our practice, in perhaps some really small way, but may our practice contribute to the ending of suffering.